Hey guys, welcome back to the No Rules podcast. I'm your host Bailey.
T-Ray Scott in the house.
Man, we've been gone. We've been gone. You wanna know why?
You had a child.
A bunch of stuff happened.
You had a child.
It's like a plot to a really bad movie, I think. I had a little baby girl. August 9th.
She's awesome.
That's her birthday. Last night she puked a whole bottle on me. So
the whole bottle. How did it taste?
It got in my beard, but it didn't get in my mouth, so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know how it would taste.
Is that why your beard's turning gray?
Probably. Or that, or the stress. Probably the stress. And then we had recorded an episode about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which I knew coming into this that I wasn't going to have a lot of time, which right now I'm strapped for time anyway. Mm-hmm. But about 3 weeks ago, we recorded with Brandon.
Yes.
Who unfortunately couldn't make it tonight because he's got the Randall disease, I think.
Yeah. And Paul, he was supposed to be here tonight and woke up with a swollen lip and cannot talk.
Yeah. It just sounds like code for, hey, I'm with my girlfriend. Or
China's coming after us.
China, yeah. So we recorded, and like an idiot, I forgot to export it before I closed my laptop.
What the fuck, man?
Completely corrupted the whole file. There were sections of audio missing, all types of shit.
It was Russia.
It was bad, is what it was.
Russia hacked us.
And so then that happened, and then last weekend we were supposed to record, and I went to Illinois.
Yeah,
for a day, basically a day and a half.
Smoking legal.
I did partake in the legal marijuana. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Was it?
Yeah, I smoked a bunch, like a bunch. I smoked 2/8.
How many pounds did you gain?
14.
Jesus Murphy.
The last day in Illinois, bro, I swear to God, I ate 6,000 calories.
Oh my God.
Bro, I was high all day. Literally. Goodness. I was high all day. I couldn't help it.
Let me guess, your parents are taking care of the baby.
Yeah. And like, they just had endless amounts of fat, snacky food. So much. Speaking of that, I was thinking if I was going to be there for more than a day, I would have taken 2 or 3 mic stands and all this stuff. I would have taken it, and I would have got at least 3 episodes out of that. So I'm thinking Thanksgiving, I'm going to have to take some of this shit.
I'm going to be there.
You want to go?
I want to go.
It's hard. You're going to have to drive.
Shit.
Both of you.
Yeah.
You both could.
I'll have a car by then.
So
go out there, deer hunt.
Yeah, but I had a good time. I smoked some legal marijuana, so no crime committed. I didn't bring any back because I'm not a fucking drug mule, but I had a good time.
Yeah.
So now we're back officially.
Yeah, we're back.
I also bought a pair of Vans.
What is it, 2018?
Bro, they're comfortable.
I'll get you a pair of Hey Dude.
Bro, skate or die. Okay, skate or die.
I'm not going to lie. Vans, I'm not a big fan of.
Why not?
They're ugly.
They're not ugly.
I think they are.
Megan, do you think Vans are ugly? No. See?
Yeah, I do.
To check them.
They're the shoe that you're asking to get your ankles broken.
Did you say I'm ugly?
No.
Because we know that sentence is false.
No.
We know it.
I said they're the shoe that's waiting to get your ankle broken. You need high tops, bud.
Yeah,
your ankles are already shit.
They're made out of glass and paper, I think.
You got the same kind of ankle as a horse.
Yeah, I'm lame. You got to. So yeah, I've had a lot of life altering experiences mm-hmm. past couple weeks. But yeah, other than that, dude, we're back.
We are back.
The No Rules podcast. We're actually over 500 views or listens, I should say.
Oh, heck yeah.
Which honestly.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing it for a couple months and we've only released
a few.
Oh yeah. A few.
10 maybe.
So I think when it gets into the hundreds of episodes and people really find it, I don't know if you're here from day one. Thank you.
Yeah.
But,
the OGs.
Yeah, we smoked a little bit in Illinois. I'd say we smoked quite a bit.
So, what do you think about what's going on in Afghanistan right now?
Okay, so I've listened to a lot of people talk about this, And like I said, I'm nobody. I have no life experience in Afghanistan serving the country in any type of military capacity. I have no...
I'm a nobody.
So when I say this, it's... No, I don't want anyone to even really take my opinion and consider it, because what happened there with us pulling out was probably the biggest and weakest mistake we could have made as a country. If you look at any other war that we've been in, we have military presence there. So like Germany, Korea, Japan, just as a few. Mm-hmm. And it's, you got to think of how many people, how many Americans and Afghan allies, I should say, are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Taliban's like gonna kill them. Like yeah. This is, we even gave them a list.
What the fuck?
Of people's names. Which is, I don't know why we would, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
We leave all that equipment, fighting equipment.
Oh, dude, I think I, hang on.
Helicopters.
I got some numbers.
You know what I was reading the other day?
What?
Actually, I think you were the I think you told me before I read this. They were using our helicopters. Took them 10 days to figure out how to fly it.
Yeah.
Then.
They were hanging someone with it.
Yeah, they were hanging people off of them.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
So this is August 20th. So this is a little dated. And it's on New York Post. So don't take it with however you want. I don't even know which way they lean. Really don't care. The Taliban has seized U.S. weapons worth billions. 600,000 rifles, because assault rifle is not an accurate term, but 600,000 rifles, 2,000 armored vehicles, 40 aircraft, including Black Hawks.
What the fuck?
So that goes back to the point of them hanging that person from the helicopter and flying around Kabul. Like I said, dumbest and weakest thing we could have ever done.
The thing I don't agree with is...
As a world superpower.
Yeah. Another thing I don't agree with is them leaving the dogs there.
That was false.
Was it false?
Yeah. The Department of Defense came out and said that no U.S. service dogs were left. That was it. Those pictures were actually from like a Afghanistan pet rescue organization.
Oh, okay.
So they fuck them. That's their fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Department of Defense came out and said that they did.
Yeah, I really hope, because I was really...
Well, yeah, that's fucking, that's shitty.
That's a little, I was like, what the fuck?
Those dogs have PTSD too.
Oh, yeah, for
big,
sure.
Big time. Here's some... Yeah, we left a bunch of shit over there. Like, you see members of the Taliban all kitted up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Meal Team 6.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, you know. But, and as far as how many Americans are left, 8 days ago, so today's September 3rd, nearly 1,500 Americans stuffed in Afghanistan. And that was 8 days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't know, dude. Tricky.
Fucking Joe Biden again.
But, I mean, people really don't understand that now China is trying to buy the mines for lithium and uranium over there. And China's directly supporting the Taliban.
Yeah.
China's also directly supporting the Mexican cartels and bringing in scientists to show them how to produce the most potent fentanyl ever, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll listen to that on a podcast, too. People got to wake the fuck up. Like, right now, people have got... And like I said, I have no life experience. I'm a blue collar. Fuck, I go to work every day.
Me too.
I don't make much money. But me too. I mean, as a taxpaying American, I think I have the freedom to say whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that if people don't wake up soon, it's going to be big trouble. Big
be
time.
Real bad.
Well, no, I mean, and maybe we don't see it. Maybe we do. But the next generation for sure is going to definitely feel it.
Oh, yeah.
The Chinese influence, you look at our media, you Hollywood, fucking music.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like Apple phones. Can you imagine if Apple phones were made in America? How much better quality they would be?
A lot better.
Not only that is people support Apple, but I mean, they usually, like at the Apple headquarters where they make the phones in China, they had to put nets around the buildings. Because people were fucking killing themselves because they work them to death.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So people really need to wake up right now. So a lot of, I think Apple, the biggest thing for Apple right now would be to pull all of whatever contracts they're in with China, obviously, but pull their factories from China and then start making iPhones here.
Yeah.
Because the first American-made iPhone best believe I'm in line to get it. No phones are made here.
I know.
Because either way you look at it, the lithium and every shit, all the shit mined for it in these third world countries, that's slave labor. So, I mean, whichever way you swing it,
we're still fucked.
Yeah. I don't think people realize how much of a grasp China has on the world.
I know.
And their 2054 plan to be number one in the world.
So, I'm pretty sure you know my opinion about China. Do you think they're going to rule the world here someday?
If it keeps up like this, yes.
I do too.
Yes, for sure.
It's really scary.
It's, and I hate coming back to China. I hate it. But the pieces are right there in front of you. Like, it's, if we don't do something right now, this year or next year, by 2054, China will rule the world, literally.
We need Trump back in president.
And that's another thing, dude.
I know, because this is my opinion about the whole president and the government. It's all fucked. Like, I'm not no Republican anymore. I'm not no Democrat no more. I'm a me party.
And, yeah.
And, but when he was president, life was good.
I definitely made a lot more money.
Life was good when he was president.
Not only that, he finally fucking stuck it to China. Finally, someone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's cheap to produce shit over there. I mean, and all the tariffs and everything. It's ridiculous. So if we don't do something right now, I mean, I'm put all the racial and religious and all the differences aside, and we got to start thinking as a team.
Our fight for freedom might end up here.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to see it?
Yeah, man.
It's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think something's going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, everybody, every podcast I listen to of people of like that matter, people like ex-special operations guys and just, you know, successful people, like for the weeks, like the past weeks, I've noticed that their podcasts are all becoming more like our administration is failing, China, Mexico, Afghanistan, something's coming. Like, literally, that's one of the podcasts I listen to says that, Mike Force. He said, you better start homesteading and learning how to produce shit on your own. Cut the umbilical cord away from the government. That's what he said. And he said, if it comes down to it, I know where I'm going to be. Exactly what he said. So think, I've noticed this over multiple podcasts rolling downhill for the past, I don't know, four weeks. I'm telling you, dude, something's going to happen.
I believe it.
I mean, I hope nothing, but something's going to happen, you know what I'm saying?
How many years do you think it might be?
For what?
That something
major?
Yeah.
I'd say within the next 3 years.
You think?
Yes.
Do you think?
Because either way you swing it.
Do you think Joe Biden will be the president in them 3 years?
Yeah. No. I'd say in another year, they're yanking him out.
You think so?
Yeah. How long has he been in office?
A year already.
Not even a year.
Last November.
He didn't win in November. He didn't take presidency until January.
So here in January will be a year.
Yeah. He hasn't even been in a year, and he's been able to fuck up so much shit.
He's fucked everything. So who do you think is going to be the president?
Kamala Harris.
Oh. Do you think they're going to pull her?
She would have to fuck up pretty bad. But then you know who steps in after her?
Who?
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my fuck.
I believe so. I think. So if that happens...
We fucked.
Yeah. See? Now you're starting to realize, like, hey, we're flirting with a dangerous line. Like, I hate to say it, but fuck. People need to wake up.
Yeah.
Notice that the people in power do not care about your interest. No. Either side.
Yeah.
Either side. You think how many West Virginians do you think want marijuana to be legal?
A bunch. Fucking lot.
I'm one.
Hell, fucking.
Are you one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, fucking. It's going to be legal in Ohio.
Yeah. So why isn't Jim Justice listening to his people? because politicians don't have it out for the people anymore.
Because they don't give a fuck.
They were put in the position of a leader by the people of said county, state, you know, town, or country, and they just don't care.
I hope you're listening to this, Jim Justice.
I mean, just think of how much money we'd fucking make.
Mm-hmm. The town would be cleaner. The state would be cleaner. Like, well, when I went to Illinois, I didn't see not one trash on the ground.
No.
Not one piece of trash.
It was pretty clean while I was there, too.
Like, they can pay people to pick up the trash.
Not only that, think of, yeah, exactly, all the jobs. Like, as far as producing and growing and trimming and making.
Mowing.
Yeah, like, all just, for just marijuana in general, that's going to be a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if there's one in every county, like a dispensary or two in every county.
Yeah.
When I was in when I was driving back, we were in Ohio, and there was a medicinal dispensary right across the street from the gas station we were at. Literally a highway town. Couple gas, like a truck stop. And there was a fucking medicinal marijuana dispensary across the street. You don't know how bad I was like, man, let's move to Ohio, cuz.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if it becomes legal in Ohio and West Virginia's not budging on it, I'm moving to Ohio.
Yeah, me too.
Because it works better than ibuprofen, I tell you that.
There's bigger deer over there, too.
Exactly. And the rivers don't fucking flood so bad.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Like, that river, like, as you drive down Route 50 until you get to 33, that river that kind of swings across under the highway.
Muskie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is there muskie in that? There better be.
I'm guessing. I'm sure. I think so. I think people have called him a Ebola.
But yeah. I'm just saying. I why is it still illegal?
Man, I don't know. Did you see, if you go out 77, like you're going toward Mineral Wells, there's a big sign that says drive high, get a DUI.
I saw one on my way to Illinois. I think it was, this sign is lit, you shouldn't be, don't drive high in Illinois.
Do you think they're like cracking down on it or something?
Well, first off, let me say this. A DUI between alcohol and marijuana.
Totally different.
Completely different. I've driven high. Same. Okay. I've driven high, and I've also drove drunk.
I've never driven drunk.
So I can tell you which one I remember.
Hmm.
Definitely one? The one when I was high.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. People say you can drive really
good. I was hungry and I was worried about
bless you.
Yeah. I was worried about eating and just paranoia. I was like, fuck, I gotta get home. I need some food. But as far as, and there's no way to test for it to see if you've smoked since the time you've gotten the car. And I think that's another big reason they're not really pushing it. But who gives a fuck? Because the people want it.
Yeah. It's not bad. It grows out of the ground.
Yeah. And literally the amount of money the state could make would change a state around. The whole inbred West Virginian, that would go away.
We would have some nice ass shit.
Yeah, we would.
Not big, like big.
Maybe we could actually fund a program to get internet to all the fucking poor children here.
Yeah.
So that way when you put us on COVID lockdown and they can't do their homework at their house because they don't have internet, maybe that would pay for it. You fucking bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, starting to make sense now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Just so many problems could be solved with extra tax money. Yeah. And there's a big industry right now that's making a lot of money. You know how much money fucking Colorado and Illinois made?
Shit ton. Billions.
So much.
Billions.
And I kind of wish I was in Illinois as a union iron worker still, to tell you the truth, because they're working nonstop. And when I first started there, I was making like $22 an hour, maybe even more. I think I was at 27 when I left. There's just no work. But then they passed marijuana bill, and now all these motherfuckers working. I miss it. Like, when I was in Illinois, dude, I didn't want to come home. I didn't want to come back here. I almost said, fuck it. We're staying. Ooh, we're back. Dude, it's close. Because we're on a month-to-month lease. It would have given us time to get all of our shit to Illinois. We'd have been fucking smoking doobies bad. But their gun laws are too strict. That's another thing. And to get your concealed carry is like $400, and you have to provide like 300 rounds of ammo. Fuck at.
What do you mean provide? Give them?
No, you have to use it for the course, but it's expensive. Yeah, that's why my parents haven't done it.
That's dumb.
It's expensive, bro.
That's stupid.
But yeah,
that's fucking dumb.
You think?
What the fuck? I'm pissed. Yeah. I haven't lived there, and that pisses me off.
But here, we can just
do it. You know how bad that hurts my wallet?
Yeah.
Like, my wallet is crying right now.
300, I think it was 300 rounds. Yeah, you have to use. That's a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
Not really, but
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Waste.
Especially back when all the election was going on.
So that's like $700 just to get a permit.
Yeah. Pretty much. I think the course was 300, and then, of course, you provide your own ammo to
that's
shoot.
Be a lot of money.
And then I think they give you a card, or they mail you a card, and you can start concealed carrying. But you can't open carry there, which is weird. Which I only open carry when I hunt. Like my handgun, because we have bears, and that's about it.
Coyotes.
Yeah.
Rabbit, coyote.
Or a mama bear with her cubs. That's the only time I open carry, because it's quick. But if I'm in public and I'm driving around, the SIG's in the Jeep, son. It's in the Jeep.
I don't know. You're going to be like that guy we work with, pulling knives out on people.
No, I'm not going to be like that.
No, fuck him.
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of the way this shit's going. And I think a lot of other people in America are also sick.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of the left being quiet.
Well, yeah.
And I've seen people realizing it.
Yeah, like, hey, the guy before this guy actually ran the country successfully.
And like my Aunt Rosie, she still believes in Joe Biden, though.
Did you bring up Afghanistan? That's what I would have said.
You got to think. Our boss says what Joe Biden and you got to think what our boss said. What Joe Biden did was good.
Mm.
Remember
whichever way we would have left it, we still would have had a military presence. To get rid of Bagram Airfield, terrible idea. It was like its own little city. But I'm just. That was the, look at Korea. Korea has a demilitarized zone, and we have bases in Korea. Mm-hmm. We have bases in Japan. So why wouldn't we leave fucking at least leave 6,000 troops, 10,000 troops.
That's what I'm saying.
Just as a precaution, if someone fucks up over there, we have someone there. And a lot of people say America shouldn't be the world's police, but who else is going to do it?
I heard something. This is what they really need to do. They need to get the team that killed Bin Laden, all the Marine Green Rays.
You don't know who killed Bin Laden, do you?
SEAL Team 6.
Yeah. Okay.
And get them.
Okay.
And fucking tactically fuck shit up over there, because they know how to do it right under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. What you really need. Now, SEAL Team 6 is great. SEAL Team 6. Listen, you send them and you partner them with Delta Force.
And some Green Berets.
No, just Delta Force.
Just Delta Force.
You want to know what Delta Force is? It's like, it's also called CAG, I think. I just listen to a lot of guys that do, because I think they're really motivational. Like losing 100 pounds, I listened to a lot of David Goggins of like, hey, you don't.
David Goggins is a bad motherfucker.
That motherfucker will run for days. But Delta is like every special operations try out for Delta. Like they want to be a part of Delta. It's an army unit. So you have a lot of SEALs that come over and Green Berets and fucking Marine Raiders and Marine Recon and all to make this the best of the best unit. Like top tier, do dirty work behind the scenes. Shit like that. Yeah, like Somalia. They were in Somalia when all that Black Hawk Down, when that happened, Delta was there. But you send Delta Force and you partner with SEAL Team 6. I'm a part of Meal Team 6. That's who I'm a part of. felt like food. But if you send those two groups, bro, we could wipe out the Taliban's higher ups in like fucking 30 days.
Why don't we do that?
Because ISIS is also ISIS-K, I think, is their new name. But the Taliban and ISIS hate each other. So maybe we're waiting to see if they just kill each other. But I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea.
We could get rid of them if we just sent them over there.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah. It's just like the cartels.
Like, what do you do for those people? You don't do anything.
Leave them be. They're not ours to worry about.
You sit in your entitlement and you go get on your iPhone and go to Starbucks and then come down to your basement and bitch about it on a podcast with all this electronic equipment.
Speaking of entitlement, you know what I saw the other day?
What?
So, I was sitting there scrolling through TikTok and this guy, all right, goes to the Jake Paul Tyron Woodley fight.
Yeah.
And just get you mind, this guy, he said he makes $100,000 a year. Okay.
The guy that went to the fight?
Yeah. And he quit his job and asked Logan Paul for a job. And Logan Paul turned him down and told him why and stuff. They made a video crying, upset because he didn't. Logan Paul turned down. And it was like, Logan Paul was like talking about how he was bragging about making $3 million. He feels like he's so entitled.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked.
Like,
I don't know. Dude's a fucking pussy. All you want my opinion.
Like,
dude, grow up.
That's what I'm saying.
This isn't fucking fairy tale land.
Why would you quit $100,000 job?
Yeah. This isn't a DreamWorks motion picture, you fucking idiot.
I'd be one happy motherfucker I was making $100,000.
This isn't the plot of fucking Shrek, you dumb fuck. You were making $100,000 a year. You're just... Did he have a family?
He was your age.
Oh, so he didn't have like kids or...
I don't think so.
I was about to say, if he had a family, you're a fucking idiot. You're so dumb. Like, this is... I know I don't make that much, but... If I just said, yeah, fuck it, I'm just going to stay home.
I wouldn't quit that job.
Babe, my back hurts. I can't go to work. I have glaucoma. Yeah, exactly. See, it just doesn't fucking work. See, that's another thing I don't understand about kids we went to school with. I mean, I'm a couple years older than you, but...
The same with kids my age.
They're, I think it's getting
acting,
worse.
They're acting like that.
Yeah, I think it's getting worse.
Like, the thing I won't forget, though, remember that guy we worked with at Quonex?
Yeah.
That lazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Going to shit every fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you were in the line when you got fired, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was.
I was going to the bathroom. He was like...
I told Delbert, man, I was like, that's his fifth shit since lunch. I said, there's no way. I don't care what you ate. There's no way.
And it's been like an hour since lunch.
Lunch was 45 minutes ago.
And oh my gosh.
There's no way he's pooping that. His asshole be raw.
I will never forget that time. That dude owes me like 30 hot dogs.
Yeah, bro. 30 gas station hot dogs. Where you at? I don't know, dude. A lot of kids... I don't know. Maybe my parents did a good job with me, or... I'm pretty self-sufficient now. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I went through a rough patch.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Drinking too much and not giving a fuck. But I'm doing pretty okay.
I just
got a raise at work and I've been doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. Fucking tired. And I don't know.
It's that kid, buddy.
I tell you what, I haven't been mad a day since. I have not been mad.
Yeah.
Like... At all. Like, I've been in a mood, like, I'm tired, I'm hungry. It's, like, kind of like right now. That's why I'm saying, fuck that, fuck this. Because I'm kind of tired, kind of hungry.
But you're not in a bad mood.
No, not. Dude, so much.
I've noticed that, because usually at work,
yeah,
you're, like, grumpy.
Yeah.
Your eyes are bloodshot. You look like you're stressing.
Listen.
When I see you at work, you're just... What's up,
man? Because there's so much worse that could be happening.
Yeah.
Like, little things that I get mad at now, fuck.
Dude. You should start MMA with me, bro.
Dude, I could fucking roll my ankle or sprain my ankle. Remember how mad I used to get about that? Remember you?
Oh, dude, I will never forget that.
And like, I could do it now and probably be like, all right, man, what's for lunch?
Start MMA with me, dude.
I need to do something. I've been way too positive.
We need to do MMA together, bro.
We start training BJJ, bro.
T-Ray Scott coming to the ring. Nah, you don't want to know who I want to fight, though. If I get,
yeah,
if I like get real good and get like, say, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. I'm just saying if it does, if I get like in the UFC and like, you know, get all big.
Yeah,
there's this fighter. His UFC debut's coming up. Patty the Batty is his name.
Patty the Batty?
Patty the Batty.
The fuck does that even mean?
That's his name. Patty the Batty. And he's from England.
Yeah.
He's a bad motherfucker. I'm going to fight him. That's who I would fight.
I don't know, dude. It's been weird. I don't know, dude. It's fucking... It's... Hey... My baby's fed. She's asleep. She's content. She's
not, she was out when we got here.
Like, there's so much worse that could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
I could lose. I could fucking, like, anything now. If I just stay in good health and don't fucking break a leg or something, we're good.
Just don't go off and get dead somewhere.
Exactly. So I think I probably wouldn't care because it.
We need to get the Trailer Park Boys on this fucking
park. Yeah. The meaning of life is completely different now for me. Like, it's not about me no more.
Yeah, you're
good. I ain't bought myself nothing.
I'm ready to see that little thing grow up.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
It's weird. Like, every time I get paid, I'd buy, like, before the baby. Obviously, between saving money for the baby and shit like that. But I would buy myself something every week. Ammo, a knife, fucking pair of shoes. Hat, whatever. Now I had to buy these shoes because my other shoes had a hole in them, and still I was like, I don't need shoes. I could make these work for a little bit longer. And Shine was like, you're getting new shoes. There's a fucking hole in them.
You're a skater boy now, bro.
Yeah, bro. Skate or die.
You're already having a like crisis already.
Your mic cut in. Don't touch it.
You're I have a midlife crisis already.
You think?
You're trying to look younger now. You're going back to 2018.
Bro.
Look at you, bro.
I'm getting old. I'm getting older. You, Mr. Fucking receding hairline.
What you mean?
Bro, if you didn't have a headset on, I'd say take your hat off.
Well, I mean.
Has Megan seen it? Dude, you're going to be bald in the next 3 years.
Don't say that.
Dude, you might as well shave everything.
Don't say that. Listen,
you're gonna be bald.
Look, you're already trying to look young.
What?
You're already trying to look younger.
Listen,
than you are.
I can't help
it. You got the 2018 Vans. You got the shorts. You got the long sleeve,
bro. What's wrong?
High school, yep. As I know
it. Yeah, I didn't dress like this in high school either. Like the socks and shoes. I always wore Nike socks.
Socks and sandals.
Yes. Nike slides and Nike sandals.
I did that in middle school.
I never wore athletic shorts to school. It was either jeans and boots or cargo shorts with socks and shoes or sandals. But as far as wearing athletic shorts, I never wore athletic shorts to school.
I did. I wore everything to school.
No, because listen, you know when you know why? It's because of them hard ass plastic seats, bro. Your ass sweat shows up on them. You know what I mean? Your sweaty taint, and then like you're worried about when you stand up, people are gonna look and be like, man,
did you get a swamp ass?
Yes, bro.
Those the seats?
This fucking seats did it. That's why I wouldn't wear athletic shorts.
I never got a swamp ass.
And then I was fatter than what I am now. But like you just be hot all the time, sweating.
I never had
that
happen.
That's another thing. When I ate all that sugar at my parents' house, sweaty for 3 days. Sweaty, just because of all the sugar, just endless amounts of sweat. I was like, bro, I am sugar high right now.
Was it sugar high or was it high?
No, because it was 3 days later.
Oh.
I was just sweaty from all the fucking fatty foods. I had like Star Crunches.
Salty.
We went to this Bundt cake place, bro. You know a Bundt cake? You ever had one?
I don't even know what the fuck a Bundt cake sounds. Sounds gross.
Like they were six bucks a cake. They're probably like that big.
Sounds gross.
No, dude. They were good.
Do they look like a butt?
No. Bundt. B-U-N-D-T.
Oh, like a baseball butt?
Yeah. but they're so good. I had one of those.
They're probably bad.
We had them smoked burgers. Boy, I need a smoker stat.
That's not bad for you. Smoked burger?
Yeah, but I had bread.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. I was getting big. I had ice cream. Oh, dude. Reese cups.
Listen, the last time I had an ice cream, my shit and my asshole felt like it was on fire.
It's a sugar, baby.
I felt like my asshole was bleeding.
Yeah, sugar.
Like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, dude. Life, it's weird. I don't know. I'm just...
Can I tell you something?
What?
So you know who Tom Segura is, right?
No.
Tom Segura. Comedian.
Tom Segura?
Yes, Tom Segura.
Damn.
I'm not good with names. Well, he has this thing. It's like a website, but he like owns it and he can show whatever he wants on it. And I saw this, he showed this video of these two guys getting, this one guy fisting two guys. All right. Ew. And he pulled his fist out. Their assholes turned out like a sock. And then he was rubbing their assholes together.
Bro, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's bad. I don't like that. I just... Other than asshole play, I guess. What? Why would you watch that? That's terrible.
I didn't know that he was going to share that. Shit was fucked up.
So what have you been doing
recently? Work.
Working. We just talked about what I've done for the fucking past 3.5 weeks.
Oh, working two jobs. Nothing really. Starting MMA soon. Real soon. Hunt season's coming up.
How much is it a month?
I'm not sure. I haven't went and talked to anybody yet, but it's coming. Coming real soon. But hunt season's coming up. I'm getting ready for that. Been shooting my bow a lot.
If you could find a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym, I would join with you right now.
They teach it.
Is the guy like a... Is he... I'm going to have to do some research.
We'll have to go there together and talk to him.
Yeah, because I want to specifically train Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I want to know how to fold people into a pretzel.
They teach you that stuff.
And a podcaster I listen to has gis and gi guards, like rash guards, long sleeve and shit. I'm like, I'll represent, bro.
They'll teach you that shit.
Yeah, I want to do no gi.
Or compression shorts.
Or gi. See, there's two different types of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You can either train without a gi, like the robe.
I'm just going to use compression shorts.
Or you're going to be one of them guys.
Yeah.
Bro, if I pull your underwear off, I better not. That's all I got to say.
I'll have a fighting cup on. Dude, I'm being serious. I'm getting into this shit.
Bro, have you seen them Kill Crew shorts and shit? I want a pair bad.
Kill Crew's boxing, though.
So? We're still doing combat sport.
Yeah. You want to know something? So I'm getting into MMA. And I was watching this podcast. I'm just going to say the name, Joe Rogan Experience, number one podcast in the world because he is.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I played football ever since I was 4. He was saying football is more violent than UFC.
Because it's more impact, I think.
And I don't know. I think I could do it. I can take a punch. Been punched in the face multiple times.
Yeah.
I've punched people in the face before.
Yeah.
Know what it feels like. I mean, I don't know what it feels like to be in an octagon, but I know what it feels like to be punched. So I think I could do it.
I for me to join in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym, I'm going to have to cut some expenses out of my life. I got a lot of shit going, and I'm going to have to do some magic.
Guns. Take that. Stop by. Well, I don't want to take that hobby from you.
You can't.
Fishing.
That's it. You can't.
Fishing.
You can't.
You can't take away fishing?
No.
Well, I did.
I have so many hobbies.
Pretty much stopped fishing.
I have a lot of hobbies. Like, I was sitting with Cheyenne, and I was like, man, I was just looking at all the stuff I have, and I was like, fuck, I got a lot of fucking hobbies, bro. Mm-hmm. Play music, podcast, fucking sharpen knives and fucking guns and fishing and
Here's the thing, though.
PlayStation. Dude, I got so much shit.
Well, here's the thing. I would be willing to give up fishing to do MMA.
Really?
Yeah. I don't feel like fishing no more.
We have caught a bunch of big fish, though.
I'm not a fisherman no more. I don't feel like a fisherman no more.
That's weird.
It's not right.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, I don't want to do it right now.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll do it still.
Yeah.
But
you don't chase it the same way. Like, spending all that money on lures and shit, dude. I spent...
Why do it if you can't make do it? Like, don't get me wrong, money's not everything. But I'm trying to get my life together still.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much doing, like, if I can't make money on it...
Don't waste time on it.
Why am I doing it?
Yeah.
So that's why...
I mean, smart.
That's why I don't fish no more. Stop buying fishing shit. Sold almost all my fishing poles.
Let's go be cops.
I literally have like 2 fishing poles left.
End of watch. Let's go. I don't know. Yeah, I get that. I just... Fuck, I have so many things I want to be proficient and good and successful in. It's just... It's eating me.
I don't know.
Literally.
I just need to... And the reason why I want to do MMA, get my confidence up. I just want to be able to expect...
Don't say his name.
I'm going to say his name.
Don't.
No?
Don't. I know who you're talking about.
I want to be able to... When it comes time, I want to be able to take... Want to be able to...
You want
to
have no doubt in your mind that you're going
to
win.
I want to be the one to decide who gets hurt.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I get it, though.
I want to be the one who decides who get hurt, especially when he starts pulling knives out on people.
Yeah.
And if he ever did that to me, I will take that little chair right there and say, you better kill me.
Yeah.
What were you going to do? Because I'm going to fucking beat you with this chair hand.
Like, I talk tough and I act tough, but if it came down to it, that's a reason I want to get into BJJs, because I want to know. If it comes down to the shit and I don't have anything on me, if it's life or death, I want to know. If it's hand to hand, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, because like I said, I just want to be the one to decide
who's going to get hurt.
Who's going to get hurt.
And it ain't going to be me, bro. It's not going to be me.
If it's anybody else besides this one person I'm talking about, no one's getting hurt besides that one person.
Yeah.
No one's getting hurt.
Yeah.
But just besides him, he's getting hurt if he ever tries to do so. That's all I'm saying.
He will never. That's the thing.
I know.
Is because, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I get what you mean, though, because, like, I want to be able to protect my family, obviously.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to run into a drunk person that knows how to fight. You don't want him making that decision.
Yeah, because he'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Because he won't know he hurt you.
And he's drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do it. I mean, something.
Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah. I want to be able to decide that.
Yeah. Maybe we should start taking our fucking fitness a little bit better.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Here,
like,
soon.
For our physical fitness.
Like, here soon. It's coming. Start. Like,
let's get in shape and shit.
I
want
to be training, punching people in the face. I was, like, trying on gloves at the McDonald's yesterday, like, MMA gloves. I'm like, man, there's nothing. Like, sitting there punching myself in the face with them.
Hurt?
It's just straight knuckles.
Oh, God, there's nothing?
There's nothing there. Straight knuckles. Like, man, these felt nice, though.
Like, I'm not about getting punched. I'm more of like a, let's wrestle. That's why I want to do.
Can you wrestle, though?
I'm strong. I got strong.
Can you wrestle, though?
I've never wrestled. See, that's the thing.
I wrestled. So that's why
I want to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's why.
Mm-hmm. We just need to go there and, like,
talk to him.
Talk to him.
Because if he has a certified Jiu-Jitsu guy that's, like, credited, and I can like look him up and see where he's trained at. If there's a legit guy here, then I will go buy the stuff and I will start taking classes.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And me and you will go and we'll just roll together because we're about the same size.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little heavier than you because I'm fat.
I'd be down.
Yeah. And like, because we know we're close, so we're not going to intentionally hurt each other.
Yeah, like them some dick bags.
Yeah, like, that's a big problem in jiu-jitsu when they're just rolling and it's not like a competition thing.
I was listening to something. Yeah. They say if you're a beginner, you would be more safer with somebody
who knows,
who is a world-class black belt. You don't want to go against like a blue belt or brown belt because they're going to be trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
But you'll have fun with the, because they're just playing with you.
Yeah.
And they'll make it fun.
I don't know, dude. I think I'm about it. I've been doing, I listen to some guys who do it, obviously, but fuck.
Like,
dude, just think. If like someone came up to you through the day and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna rob you. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you."
Negative. Oh shit, that was an accident.
If they come up to you and said, "Hey, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you," and you're like a brown or a purple belt jujitsu guy, or hell, even a white belt, you have some knowledge. You'd be like, "That's not gonna happen."
Yeah.
You're gonna throw a punch. I'm gonna wrap you up. And I'm gonna choke you until you can't fucking breathe, and then we're gonna see who's tough.
Or I'm just gonna get my motherfucking thing pulled out of my pocket.
Like if I was proficient enough in jujitsu, I probably wouldn't even carry a gun. I'd probably just leave it in the car.
My little weapons are my hands.
Then I'm gonna fucking put you in a Kimura and I'm gonna fucking make you see stars. Like that's,
you just need to get a hold of Ben Askren and let him teach you.
Yeah. See, I would like to learn from Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's like a black belt. I'd like to learn from him.
Kicks.
Fuck that.
I was talking to somebody who's been kicked by him. Like I was listening to it, and they said it felt like someone took a sledgehammer as big around as a baseball bat and was using it like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Swinging around, hitting you in the head.
Fuck that. Nope.
And today at work, I've been listening to George St. Pierre and his podcast with Joe Rogan, on Joe Rogan's podcast, and talking about like all the bad stuff that you get from being in mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
None of it scares me.
No?
No.
I mean, I'll do it if you do it.
I want to do it to fight in like actual competitive fights.
I just want to be a jiu-jitsu guy. That's all I want to do.
I just want to, I'm doing it just because I want to be in fights. I want to fight people.
You could be proficient in jiu-jitsu and do MMA. You could.
Yeah, I'm going to, that's what that gym is. Mixed martial arts is MMA.
Yeah, I know, but I wonder who's teaching.
I don't know.
And maybe if they have,
I've been trying to find it. I think they got it on Facebook.
Fuck it. We know someone that writes for their blog or something.
Mm-hmm.
We know someone.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a fucking class A. Never mind. Not important. But yeah, I mean, we'll give them a call.
Yeah.
Or we'll find their group on Facebook and we'll do it. Depending on how much it is, because if it's outrageous, like $350 a month.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Or something. I mean, just them completely fucking crazy. I'm going to be like, I'll just carry a gun.
Yeah, but for real, I am like, when I do it, I'm looking to fight competitive.
We're looking at that. I'm looking to buy a house. I'm also looking at going 4 Z's on a fucking hunting lease, or 5 Z's actually. You're a part of that.
Yeah.
That's 187 acres of freedom.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah. So I got to figure some shit out.
But if we're dead serious about that land, though, I'm for real.
I know. It's happening. Matt will probably pay for it now. And then we'll just pay him. And then
do some scouting.
Yeah. Well, if our name's on that contract, no one can tell us to, like, hey, no. No, yeah. You can't be here. Be like, look at this. But yeah, I just got so much stuff going on, and I look like I'm doing okay, dude. My mind is racing 24/7.
Mine is too.
Like it's ridiculous.
Like the other day, like I was thinking about, I forget what I was thinking. I was so out of my mind. I was supposed to go to Jackson County. Caught myself going to Bellevue.
You could have swung it and did it the same way. It just took a little longer.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Turn around.
Where were you at when you realized?
Huh?
Where were you at?
By the subway.
Oh, God. 95?
Yeah. Like, Jesus. I need to turn around.
I got
to
get out of here. I'm going the wrong way.
My mind was just all flabbergasted.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, we're looking at a 3-bedroom house, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where at?
It's on Summer Street, actually.
Okay.
right over there, kind of by the DMV and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3-bedroom house. There's a carport, fenced in yard.
Oh, shit.
And one of those bedrooms will be podcast.
Yes.
It will be. Or the garage or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take... We need an enclosed space. There's too much open space down here. I catch too much static.
Yeah.
When we do it, and I have to edit it out, and it takes forever.
Yeah, and people walk through here constant, and it's loud.
I mean, it's not a problem. I love that he lets us do it here. We just need a, like a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To cut out all that dead space.
Yeah.
That dead noise, that white noise.
Yeah, I appreciate that he lets...
Oh, yeah, for sure. But eventually, we're going to have our own room.
Yeah.
Whether that's here or at a house I buy. Or
design it. Up,
yeah, everything.
Any way we want.
Yeah. So that's what... That's like... I have so much shit going on.
New table, hopefully.
Dude, have you seen 12's table? That big, tall one in the middle?
That one's nice.
The big one? You know how much it cost her to do that?
How much?
The tabletop was $400. And then all that is just pipes.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't buy it. You just, it's homemade. Yeah. That's like, I want to offer to buy it from her with the chairs because it's such a nice table. I want it bad.
But, I don't know, man. I want gaming chairs for our chairs, though.
Yeah.
Like the ones at Bellevue.
Yeah.
Them things are nice.
Those are so, man, we need to do something.
Yeah. We're slowly getting there. But if like we can get like a contract Spotify, hit us up.
No, or just like, man, you know who I really want to be sponsored by? Benchmade Knives. I want to be fucking sponsored. I carry a Benchmade every day. Please, someone from Benchmade, listen.
I want to be sponsored by Benchmade. I want to be sponsored by Muzzy. I want to
I don't even want free stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
I just want to be able to promote the product. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, be like an affiliate. Like, hey.
I just want to be able to say, hey, I'm sponsored by these people.
Yeah. Like, and of course, if you send me a free knife, that's cool too.
Another thing that I want to be sponsored by is weird because I want to try is Athletic Greens.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people I listen to are sponsored by Athletic Greens.
I want to try it.
Yeah, that. But it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, happens. But yeah, I don't know. I just got. We need to start podcasting more for sure.
Yeah, we're not going to miss a lot like we have been. But Bailey's has been busy.
Super, super busy.
If you guys don't understand that, fuck you.
But, yeah, fair enough.
But
had a baby, did some stuff. You know, no big deal. But yeah,
I don't know.
So who are we having on the next one for sure?
I don't know. I need to message these untamed people back to see if they're trying to get on before hunt season starts.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I have I told the listeners about these people yet.
I think so.
Should I give them a little brief?
Yeah.
So here, I'm not sure when, but we have some very important, famous people going to be on the podcast. Hopefully, yeah. They're from West Virginia. They live here in West Virginia, and they're a hunting show called The Untamed.
Yeah,
they go hunt with the untamed. They go hunt with the hunting in public.
Yeah,
all them popular hunting shows.
So basically, they're professional hunters.
Yeah,
basically.
And but right now, their bear season just started. They're bear hunting.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that's the way you provide, I mean, you got to go do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, they guide, so.
Oh, even better. Shit.
Yeah, bear season just started. But I need to message him, hit him up, and be like, hey, deer season's coming up. We're wondering if you like to be on to talk about that and shit, hopefully.
Maybe we just invite one of them. It doesn't even have to be all of them.
Or just take our shit and go up there. I'll even offer that.
Yeah, we figured out.
They live in Mason County.
That's not that far.
No, at all.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so expect more podcasts. I'm thinking, I don't know about the untamed people yet, but...
But it should happen.
They're interested.
They're very interested. They said they want to be on.
Yeah, we got that. We're gonna. I don't know. We'll fucking swing it whichever way we want. Mm-hmm. This is our fucking show. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check us out wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you guys.
See ya. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the No Rules Podcast. Make sure to check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. And if you like the show, rate us a 5-star on iTunes. If you hated the show, leave us the lowest amount of stars possible. But make sure you write a review. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok, and we will see you in the next one.